telling tale. If you don't use the sauce with the fries, that means it's fucking good. You know what you need sauce with? The Cane's fries. All right, number. What's your number two?
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was always Popeyes.
Vote for me, President of the United States. I am Brent Peterson.
Wait, what? Wait, okay.
Bro, in Louisiana, let my family cook you some fucking crawfish. This ain't it. This ain't it. This guy does not represent all white people. Ghost is fucking trash. Trash as fuck. Y'all can't convince me otherwise. No matter how many comments y'all comment on that fucking 29,000.
That's him. We don't have the same views. I actually like Ghost.
Sometimes I beat my feet to some that's such a feat. Yeah. So do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. Yeah. No shake my hand or reek. I'll throw the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Yeah. Silent sweep. Fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Got Fred. Leave it red. Made it red. All the blood I bled. All the blood I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud. It's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells. All that you can spell. Made of a depressing cell. Haven't reached my perfect cell. Powered up. I don't feel well. Throwing up. I'm a f***ing tell.
It should be my meat. Then I go right to sleep.
Okay. Let's do a cheers before the episode, if you can reach over here. Cheers with me, and then cheers with the lads. Episode number 99 of the Broke Knock Life podcast commences now. I straight up almost spit up. It went down too fast. Shout out to Seagrams. I don't know how much sugar is in here, but it tastes like nothing.
That was a really wet burp.
It almost came up. It's that's
like
why.
A baby burp.
But yeah, welcome to the Broke Knock Life podcast. It's episode number 99. It's your boy, your host, Chris, joining us today. As per usual, our co-host, shirtless, nipples are free, King. So let me break down this episode real quick. First off, go ahead and go to the Evernote and scroll down a little bit until you hit some like bold. So we got the Gramps basement. We got some touch-ups on some Harry Mack, some other BS. And actually, I wanted to, you know what? Whenever we get to the Gramps basement, I'll break it down a little bit more. But after the Gramps basement, top five fast food restaurants draft list, and then a fast food fries tier list. Because I see a lot of people on TikTok and everywhere that's trending with the whole tier list thing, doing just the places itself. Nobody's really zeroing in on the fries, I feel. So we're going to zero in on the fries because I'm a fry aficionado. Even though Kingsley might just have like two or three favorites, I'll break it down for everybody. And
he'll pick up my slack.
Well, I'll do what we usually do on the tier list. I'll make it and then you can just adjust whatever you want for your pick after that.
All right.
All right, so let's get ahead, go on and start this episode. I accidentally replaced the Dak Attack with the Mac in the Back of the Sack track with the intro. Well, flip that around. The intro, no. You know what? Forget it. Cut it right now. This is the Dak track. It's called Vaporpunk. Check him out.
Vaporpunk.
SoundCloud. It's very chill. But yeah, as per usual, Harry Mack is going to start us out. Let me make sure I'm recording on everything first. It's been a while, almost a month. But yeah, during that month period, I don't know, shit's just been hectic at work for me and King. And we just haven't really gotten to a point where we can chill and do an actual episode. Because I don't want to rush shit.
Just life.
You can't rush perfection. Can't rush it. But there's good news. During my month hiatus, we got TikTok live. We got 1,000 followers, and this is the second time I've gotten banned. Since in like a week's period, I've gotten banned because apparently you just can't curse. You can't curse. But the second time I got banned for a week, I was playing Twitch, and I said, "You fucking pussy, I hope you die," to another Call of Duty lad on the other team. And dude, that's run-of-the-mill Call of Duty talk.
Right.
But you just can't do that on TikTok, so I can't be live
It's not COD if you're not shit talking.
Right.
Especially Modern Warfare 2. Like, come on.
Like, dude, what you have to do at the end of every game, even if you're losing, especially whenever you're really losing, he's like, y'all fucking suck. And then all of a sudden, you're just going to hear eruptions.
Yeah.
You look at the fucking scoreboard, you bitch. Your fucking KD fucking sucks. Yeah.
You want a 1v1?
You fucking 0.43 KD, pussy. Oh, man. Call of Duty's great, though. Even though it feels... Some days it feels every single lobby, I'm sweating the entire time. It's just not... I guess if you want to play relaxing Call of Duty, you'll have to hop on over to co-op.
You have to play Black Ops.
Black Ops. Black Ops 3 and 4. Fuck them. Fuck them. I stand by my decision. Ghost is fucking trash. Trash as fuck. Y'all can't convince me otherwise. No matter how many comments y'all comment on that fucking 29,000.
That's him. We don't have the same views. I actually like Ghost.
Trash. Throw it in the fucking trash, man. If I had the physical copy right now,
trash, I'll go back in and pick it back up.
You know what? Touche. You'll have half my audience. You'll actually not even half. You'll have 80% of my audience, and then the 20% will agree with me. That's fine though. The 20% will rise. They will rise up above the 80.
I'll take the 80 to my new stream.
King's podcast. King, yeah.
Co-host Chris.
As per usual, Chris. All right, let's. That's enough of the deck attack with the Mac at the back of the sack. We're gonna get on in with the Gramps basement. Harry Mack is gonna kick it out for us. I almost did that whole intro without stuttering. But before any further ado,
spell red.
Red. L S T E R.
The way he enunciates red, like
with the utmost confidence.
Red.
Like, I almost believed it for a second.
Red? And I showed you the full video on the last podcast. He asked him, like, the four separate times after...
The other guy
got it right, and he heard the other guy. He's so in his own world and so confident about his being. He's like, no, it's not. It's L-S-T-E-R.
That's what I say it is.
We need to all have a friend and a lad like Beetle. Like Beat. Shout out Beat. Please call in for the 100th episode, Beat. I love you. But dude, that would be amazing if we paid for a cameo and we aired it on the podcast of Beetlejuice. I wonder if he's on cameo. Hook us up. But anyway, let's play the Harry Mack. He's at it again, bro. Oh.
I'm a freestyle rapper. Can I do a freestyle for you guys?
Okay.
All right, dope. Can I get some random words to inspire my freestyle?
Ireland, caravan.
Ireland, caravan, and water. Caravan. Do you want to suggest any?
Sky.
Okay.
Ireland, caravan, dude, think of water, and sky. You ready?
He's looking around like, bro, this is... These guys are fucking idiots.
Yo, check it out.
The fit he's got on.
I spit the lyrics that are so inspiring. About to hold it down until I'm retiring. Spit so many flames they call the fireman. I represent from Dublin to Ireland. All the way to Los Angeles, out here to London. Whenever I be rhyming, I be crushing their assumptions. Y'all know I'm about to make the verse.
See, white people can't vibe. All we can do is just say, woo! And then smile. Smile really nervously.
I started with two people. My voice wasn't loud. Suddenly out of nowhere, I'm forming a crowd. Ooh. That's how we expand. They can't mess with this hairy man. I'm rolling with my team. We like a caravan. Yeah, hey yo, we all on the roll. Every time I kick my lyrics, man, it's always good flows. I'm making it happen forever. I'm doing the most. And like this red piece here, I'll be playing the post till it's time to start spitting off the top and non written. My freestyle lyrics are unforgiving. Yeah, I make it happen each and every time I slaughter. I'm the best off top. I put that on my future daughter. Yeah, chopping rappers up something like a soda. Cause every time I rhyme, I be flowing like water. H-Mack, I'm here, I came to get fly. Something like the planes and the birds in the sky. H-Mack, y'all know I be making you proud. I bring the sunshine, I'm here to get rid of the clouds. Yeah, I'ma throw it down, these other rappers can't learn. Hey, yo, I'm shining bright, something like these lanterns. H-Mack on mics, I get hype. He got the gray camo, my homies rocking the stripes.
Ooh, I got goosebumps. Yeah, I do it better,
there's no other rapper like me. Shout my man in the gray sweatpants and white tee. Every time I'm rhyming and spilling these poems, people stop
to watch and film on their phones. Yeah, I break it down when I'm up in your lens. My flow is fancy, it's just like a Benz. Beef with Harry Mack, that's something that they never want. I'm bringing entertainment while you're waiting for the restaurant.
H-Mack,
man, you know I'm going crazy. Matter of fact, like, this restaurant should probably pay me. I'm never
pick
lazy.
Up my, girl.
My mic be in the red zone. They gon' bump my music all up on your headphones, all up on the Sonys. H-Mack, the one and only. All around the planet, man, the people about to know me. I don't like to joke a lot. Lyrically, I'm going off, and my flow is smoking hot. He be rocking polka dots. Ooh. Calling anything I see up in my vision.
I'm
stopping
vibing.
People dead in their tracks to make them listen.
Is that
as
hair?
One of the greatest off the top, I'm regarded. Look at this crowd of smiling faces.
Nice
that's
what
y'all started. Gotta shake your hands. Thanks so much for getting this going. H-Mack, I'm known for all the big flowing. And when I said chop like a soda and flow like water, I didn't notice I could say Prada. Yeah, y'all know I bring it back.
Dude, he's reviewing circle. The terms.
Yelling out, Mac, we love it. We all heard you. I got the power. Rappers are sour. When I spit, I'm about to grow like those flowers. All on your dress, I'll be leaving them impressed. I'll be rhyming off the topics that the people suggest. Forming the crowd when I'm out on the street. I'm getting busy on beats. Whenever I rhyme off the tip of the mental, they know I'll be bringing the heat. He's yelling out, woo, because I'm nice with the flow. H-Mack, when I rhyme, I'll be enticing them, though. I came to lyrically destroy with these bars that I deploy. If you rocking with me, London, go and make some noise.
Man.
Bro.
That, they honestly, never. That... I don't know, that might be his best one.
I picked it because of the amount of flows he changed.
Yeah.
He reviewed their own terms at the end. It's just it's insane, man. Look at him. Out now stream best of. Like he has best of hits of just like crowd
jeez.
I think his most viewed TikTok is 14 million with that the prom crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that got us a lot of views whenever we did it in that shit. I ain't never seen a crowd that hype before.
So I'm guessing he's gonna have a daughter, because he was like, "Shout out to my future daughter."
Shit, I didn't know, but probably he's so fucking accurate with everything.
Maybe he hinted something. Who knows?
Oh shit!
Brings y'all, his y'all daughter. Go back and listen to it again. Let me know. Let me know what y'all think.
Put in the comments.
Hints all around.
Put in the comments if you think he's gonna have a son, a daughter, both,
and if he's or whatever rap. They what do you call it? Generalize ass.
I don't maybe Harry Mack is
no
accepting.
Whatever they identify as, my bad.
All right, cut.
That was a fun episode. I know people take that seriously. Shout out to all you guys. Love, peace, everything.
All you guys, dude. That's a little
hey
dude, that's fucked
okay,
up.
Okay, I'm gonna just stop talking now. All right, on to the next. Okay, let's go.
All right, pause it. So this is our post-Halloween episode, right? So a lot of people nowadays are not really participating in trick-or-treating, meaning not a lot of people are handing out candy anymore. They're just leaving the bowls out and letting people go do whatever the fuck they want. So a lot of people take advantage of that. And this lady, she's stealing candy from multiple houses, and I have multiple video, like... There's Ring cameras on every door nowadays, yeah. And there's three or four different angles of her stealing from three or four different houses. So I have two of them. So let's play it. It's just, it's shameless. Oh, she ain't she ain't done, bro.
She's like, one for my son, a couple for me.
My daughter, my granddaughter, grandson. More for me. Go to the next one.
Greedy.
And then this is another.
Please leave something for the other kid.
Yeah, he was just looking for peanut butter M&M's. That's it.
Yeah, I know. You took the whole bin, though. I thank you.
He was just looking for peanut butter. No, we watched you. You took the whole bin. Put it back the fuck away. So I want to weigh my two cents in here. It is wrong, yeah, but how about you, everybody brings the spirit of trick-or-treating and passing out candy again? That wouldn't happen if you were passing it out. I mean, if you don't want to do that, I just expect
COVID,
the worst
COVID,
of people.
I think COVID just kind of messed everything up.
Yeah. I just expect the worst in people, like, all the time. And I'm usually right, you know? Like, if I was a kid, whenever I was a kid and I saw a big-ass bowl, you think I just took one fucking handful? Get out of your mind. I didn't steal the whole bowl, But I definitely took two or three handfuls as opposed to one.
There. I mean, come on.
And that lady has never been called out until that ring camera moment. Yeah, lady, saw you took the whole bin. Put it back.
I mean, we're dressed up in a costume. Our dopamine is high as fuck from that. I mean, we think we're invincible.
Yeah, I'm motherfucking Batman.
Yeah, and we're in disguise. Like, you're not gonna find me. I'm taking you know, I'm doing what I gotta do.
Literally mass robbery.
The sugar rush is alive.
All right, let's go to the next one. I forgot what video it is. We'll soon find out. Oh yeah, watch this. This is another not another angle, but a kid.
Oh, karma. Oh.
You know that hurt how he's just in stasis mode.
Yeah. Can't even get up to run.
Let's play that again.
Oh, man.
So this kid goes up to this fucking door, emptying all the candy, tries to step off the porch, and then takes a nice little tumble. Look at him looking to see if anybody's home, not realizing there's cameras everywhere now. You're so loud, man. You don't even have a costume on.
Oh, man, dude. Oh, man.
You know if he was able to, he'd run away.
Oh, yeah.
But that shit hurt. Oh, yeah. That shit fucking hurt. All right, that's enough. So, pause it real quick. So, this guy ate 3 one-chip challenges at once.
Oh, my gosh.
He ate 3. And the last episode, I didn't die because it's been a hiatus, and the last episode was me attempting the one chip after. I'm alive. I'm here. But it hurt. I wouldn't recommend it to, like, anybody.
Highly recommend it.
I could handle the face pain, but whenever it hit my stomach, bro... Bro, you can ask Kingsley. He was hearing me throw up like fucking 20 times. He was about to call, like, what were your thoughts on my condition?
About to call a fucking ambulance. Like, it sounded like you were having like an exorcist or something performed on you. It was, bruh.
I already have a horrible stomach as it is, and I knew what he was gonna do, but fuck. Don't tell me I can't do something though.
Bet you're shooting flames out your asshole.
See, I wasn't because I threw everything up before. Okay. Nothing left my asshole aflame. Nothing. It. I threw up. No joke.
You dodged a bullet
20 times. Nah, dude. Me. I don't think me dodging a bullet is me. In the fetal position in the shower with the cold water running and my hand on like an ice cup. Bruh.
Oh, man.
That's a real scene. That was a real scene of my. My journey through the one chip. I lasted 3 minutes. I got the money, the $3. I'm good.
I
did the challenge.
I do it, but I just hate throwing up. So it'd have to come through the other end. That's the only thing.
I don't think you'd be able to hold it, though. Unless you were able to hold your throw up. Like, bro, it was...
Dude, that's one of my pet peeves.
Throwing up?
Yeah, Even when I'm like super fucked up and they're like, just throw up. I'll put my fingers in your mouth. I'm like,
dude, I can't. No.
I can't throw up.
Oh.
Nothing.
I think it's the funniest when someone's gagging. I don't know what it is, bro. Whenever someone's just like, because I think it's because my uncle had a really horrible gag reflex. Like whenever I was a kid, he would smell something and then he would just go, like it was so fucking weak. And I remember this one story. I was driving down the highway. Well, he was driving me because I was a kid. He was driving me down the highway back to his house because we lived with them for a little while. And I farted in my hand and I did the fart cup. I cut my butthole. I farted in it. And then I like whooshed it over while he was driving. This motherfucker, he's like, Christopher, why'd you? And then he rolled down both the windows. His eyes started tearing up, and I'm fucking dying laughing. And he's like swerving. He's on the fucking interstate, and he had to pull over. And he's like wiping his eyes. He's like, Christopher, don't ever do that again. I'm serious.
Oh,
and I'm dying the entire time. Shout out Yancey. I don't know if you remember that, but I do. Clear as day.
Oh, man.
But anyway, this is the 3 1 chip challenges in one.
Hence the one chip.
One chip. One chip. You're not supposed to fucking multiply that.
This guy goes for tres. Let's see.
Let's see his reaction. No. Bruh.
You got it.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
You got it.
That ain't a friend.
Come on.
Oh, like my pain multiplied by three?
I'm hurting just watching this.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Got it. After this, we'll be at 20 million views. It's worth it.
You're not about to be the victim right now, man. All
right, whatever. I
that motherfucker hurting.
Ah, fuck.
Dude, the guy in the back is just fucking dying, bro.
That milk, man, is gonna get you right.
I love it. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Technical.
Oh, my God. It's too funny. Okay. I promise you not all white people make seafood like this, okay? So before you see that.
I'm guessing this is crawfish?
Bruh, I saw it and I was. Look at the one fucking hot sauce at the end of the table. Are you fucking kidding me, bro?
Enough for that whole crowd.
Bro, in Louisiana, let my family cook you some fucking crawfish. This ain't it. This guy does not represent all white people, okay? Let's see. Let's see what he's bringing to the table. Bro.
What?
bro. The fuck is whoa, that? Rocks?
What?
I don't even want to like talk about it at all.
Hey, people from the north, this is not the south.
No, dude. What jersey is that? Is that Bills?
Yeah.
Look how no one's hyped about it.
Are those mushrooms? Like rock hard? What are those?
I don't. Oyster clams? Maybe. I don't fucking know, but it don't belong in anything he's cooking.
Yeah. He's going extra with.
Look how unseasoned that shit looks, though.
Yeah, no, it looked bland.
It looked like he didn't season it at all. It's just hot water.
And if that was at like an actual restaurant, they'd be like, "Yep, $20." I'd be like,
"I don't." Yeah, that would be my reaction.
You paid me $20 to eat it. Hopefully, that'll be some fucking advertisement for your ass.
And I still wouldn't take it. Like $40, bro. Shit.
Oh, man.
All right, let's get to the next. Okay, pause it. This dude is the, he put on a show. This is a Call of Duty clip that I came across, and let's just see the show that he puts on. I think this is Search and Destroy. It's something where you...
Just one life?
Yeah, one life.
Clutcher kid.
Oh, you hear him.
He said before Bronze Doll. Behind
you.
Yo, show me that pistol. Yeah. Whip it out. You got it. Yes, sir. Come
inspect
on.
It for me. Inspect it for me.
Hit him with a blicky.
Yes, sir.
Show me that rifle now. Come on. Yeah. You gotta show it first.
Wow, that was me. I would've been dead.
Yep.
Show it first. Inspect.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, sir.
Oh, see, I'm dead.
Okay.
Oh!
At this moment, he knew he could talk shit.
All he has to do is just show people that clip.
Right. And that was me. I'd be like, sit the fuck down, you fucking pussies. Let's go. Who's your daddy? Who's your fucking daddy?
He inspected his pistol twice and his rifle once. He's the only motherfucker.
Dude, I'd say some bad shit.
Oh, yeah. Like,
some... This is why your mom left her dad. For me. Do better.
Who wears the fucking pants now? Who has the big dick now, pussy?
You gotta show it first. Oh, when you kill him. Show it first.
Shit talking his back.
No, back. No doubt. No doubt. All right, let's go. Yeah. I'll pause it. Okay, I think this is a little out of order, but this guy might be the only comedian that will get laughs, that got laughs, without making a sound. Let's play it. He's from the Kill Tony podcast.
He looks like, God.
I know who you're talking about, from The League?
No.
Ralphie?
The rapper.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, him too, but, Lil Dicky.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out Lil Dicky.
A mix between Ralphie and Lil Dicky.
Here he comes.
Okay, more like Ralphie.
This is history. History, lads. By the way, this is one of the hardest rooms to get laughs at.
Bruh. His nose. He's like, I've been through this my whole life.
He's like, I was going to tell some jokes.
To make some money off of it.
Wow. I mean, the comedy standing ovation. The entire audience is on their feet. Ladies and gentlemen, you are watching history right now. Literally, the funniest looking human being on planet Earth has arrived at Kill Tony. No words necessary whatsoever. Literally, didn't have to say a thing. Laughs throughout the entire set. We have discovered this is a special episode of the show.
He gets a motherfucking standing ovation.
Oh, man, dude.
Wait.
That's Snoop Dogg. T-O-double-G.
Snoop on a stoop, bro.
Oh,
wait.
Gosh.
Vote for me President of the United States. I am Brent Peterson.
Wait, okay. That was my fault.
I wanted to put this at the end because my humor is broken from TikTok.
Vote for me, President of the United States. I am Brent Peterson.
That mind fucked me. All right. You got me on that one.
So how are you guys doing today? My name is Harry Mack. I'm a freestyle rapper.
All right, that's it. I wanted to throw you for a loop. Wow. Okay. So we're gonna do the fast food tier list. And here, go ahead and read out the rankings for us.
OG. Mid, moderately tolerable, trash, and never had.
Okay, let's go through it. Arby's is trash. Just put that in the trash. What is that? AW? I've never had that.
I've never had it either.
I don't even know what that is.
all American food.
It looks like it would suck, so never had. Burger King, trash. I would put Burger King a little bit higher up because of the chicken fries, but the burgers at Burger King just have this metallic taste to it. Yeah. That just tastes horrible. Their fries are shit, but I don't even know what that thing is next.
Bojangles?
Yeah, but I've heard of it, but I've never had it. Never had. Carl's Jr. I think there was one in the mall where I worked, and I used to get the cheese fries with the bacon on top. You know what? Let's put that at mid. They have some real, if it's the thing I'm thinking of, they had really good subs, like Philly cheesesteaks. Charlie's, never had it. What is that?
Checkers, Rallies.
Ooh, OG. OG, that's top of the fucking line. Chick-fil-A, OG.
I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do. You should see how much I get Chick-fil-A. Churches, you know what? I've never had Churches.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
I've never had Churches
chicken. Are you serious?
Yeah. It was always Popeyes. There was never a Churches near me.
Okay. Well, dang.
Dude, I pass up a closed down Churches all the time on Burbank. But that's about it. Hmm. Location, location, location. Never been. I don't even know what that is. Del Taco, I wish, but never had. DQ, mid. Go mid. What is that?
Fat Burger.
Never had it. Damn, dude, I haven't had it. A lot of these are not really in our state. Five Guys, OG. Even though it's expensive as fuck, it's good.
It's worth it.
It's good as shit. Never had. I don't even know.
What. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Shit, our whole list is never had.
In-N-Out,
OG. The one time that I had it was fucking amazing. Jack in the Box, moderately tolerable. Because of the late night option. And it saved me so many times.
Only because of the late night. For real.
Nobody else would be open at like 3 or 4 a.m. And I'm like, shit. Last resort, Jack in the Box. I would get the sourdough burger with the curly fries. KFC. Is Popeyes on there? Okay. Yeah Popeyes. Because that's going to be a battle. OG.
OG, okay.
Long John Silver, trash.
Dang, okay.
McDonald's, OG. Popeyes, OG, but put it up higher than KFC, if you can. Yeah.
I'll just put it in the front.
Yeah. Because I want to make that point. Popeyes is better.
Raising Cane's.
Mid. Let's go
guys,
mid.
Guys. In the comments.
Let's
get the roast going.
I'm being honest.
You go get roasted.
You're gonna honestly get roasted. There, you wanna know what my hot take on Cane's is?
What's up?
I can already tell you're gonna be mad. No, I don't want to say it because you're gonna be mad.
I just know it's bullshit. So just say it.
By itself, the tenders are flavorless. All right, let's go on.
Yeah, let's go to the next one. No comment.
Shake Shack, I've never had it. Never had Smashburger either. Sonic, bro, it would be higher if they were more consistent, but moderately tolerable. The fuck is that?
Steak and Shake. There's one in Guysburg.
I think I had it like one time, and it was really fucking good. But I don't remember it enough to put it at OG level. So let's put it the highest on the mid.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Taco Bell, mid. Wendy's, mid. I'll fuck with Wendy's. Wendy's definitely is higher than Burger King. Whataburger? I mean, it saved me once or twice at like 4 or 5 a.m. But I don't really... Moderately tolerable.
Damn.
White Castle, mid. Zaxby's, I wish there was a fucking option for lower than never had and trash. Put it all, you know what? Don't even put it up anywhere. Just leave it in the fucking pool.
Limbo. Oh,
fuck man. Zaxby's, bro. Zaxby's is trash. Dude, put a Cane's plate and a Zaxby's plate next to each other and then let somebody taste it. And tell me that Zaxby's don't taste like some fucking... like 24-year-old, 24-hour-old, left out,
dried up
Walmart, disgusting, chewy chicken. It's trash, bro. It's in limbo. Okay, so that's my list solidified in your brains, and then now King is gonna reorganize.
All right. I gotta put Taco Bell at OG.
OG.
I mean, dude.
What's your favorite thing at Taco Bell?
The nacho fries.
Oh, they brought it back recently too. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. When's the last time you got the nacho fries? Last night.
Wednesday.
Is it still a hold up?
Oh man, it's killer.
Bet.
Out of this world. Raising Cane's. OG.
I saw that look back. I'll see it in post too.
Whataburger, I gotta say, is mid. I mean, it's helped me out a good number of times.
But is it?
It's. I mean, I like it.
Okay. Like it.
I gotta say.
So you would take a Wendy's burger and a Burger King burger and choose, or it would be the same since it's in the same.
Yeah.
You wouldn't put it up a little bit higher on the tier
list?
I
know, that's why I was like, in between.
Dude, just put it above Burger King, okay, for Christ's sake. No, I'm talking about in the trash tier list. Since you already had it in there, like, scoot it up above it.
Well, see, I mean, it's...
Their square burgers are pretty good, man.
Nah, we're gonna leave the trash.
You know what? Okay. I thought Arby's was higher than that. Yeah, Arby's deserves to be...
Long John, moderately tolerable.
I think I had that like once and I didn't go again.
Del Taco, I had it and when I went to go visit Raheem in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It holds up?
Yep, mid.
Nice. Mid. What taco did you get?
Don't remember. But I know it because we were really fucked up when we went over there, but...
Hey, if it made a lasting impression enough for you to put it in mid, it's probably pretty fucking good.
Churches, moderately tolerable.
Okay, so it doesn't even touch Popeyes or KFC?
No.
Okay. Fuck no. Because I never had it.
And I really don't want to.
I don't have any need.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, that's King's list. Compare it with mine and talk shit about Zaxby's in the comments, please. I'll respond to every single one.
And let everybody know how OG Raising Cane's is.
It's just I've had it so much and it's just the same flavorless.
Bro.
Chicken tenders. Okay.
That's good.
Chick-fil-A is better though. Would you agree with that? Well, I don't think it's a fair thing because Chick-fil-A has kinda, more. Yeah. But if you're comparing chicken to chicken,
that's hard. I need a day to think about that one. That's not an on a spot thing, you know.
All right, we'll do a taste test again, and instead of them being like cold as shit, we'll have it right out the we'll heat it up right before. All right, so that's our tier list. Let us know in the comments what you agree with, disagree with, and you know what? We did this all wrong.
What do you mean?
We're gonna do the fries next podcast. I completely forgot the whole aspect of us doing this was to rate the fries instead of the actual fast food. But we already did it. We already put enough thought into it. So we'll switch it around because we had a top five fast food places and then this tier list was going to be fries, but we haven't even been to a lot of these places.
Yeah.
But I can name off top five right now.
For fries? For fries.
So go to my Evernote real quick because I wrote it down. Yeah. So I'm gonna rattle them off. McDonald's fries, OG. OG. And it might be a little hot take, but I like a little gooiness in the fries. I like both, but I like pairing them together and then eating them. Like I'll find a gooey one and I'll find a hard fry, and that's just two peas in a pod, bro. So number one, McDonald's. What's your number one?
I mean, yeah, McDonald's is always the best.
Okay, number two, Chick-fil-A waffle fries, bro. If you get them cooked just right, that shit is so good. Even by itself, I don't even use sauce whenever I eat those fries. That's a telling tale. If you don't use the sauce with the fries, that means it's fucking good. You know what you need sauce with? The Cane's fries. All right, number. What's your number two?
I say Taco Bell.
Taco Bell fries.
Yeah, the nacho fries.
Oh, that don't fucking count.
It's fucking fries.
Okay, we'll give them a fucking wild card pick for number two. All right, number three. Oh, man. Okay, number three, Rallies. What's your number three?
Cane's.
Cane's fries. My number four pick. Because
you can get extra crispy fries, you know?
Yeah, but it's still flavorless. You still got to use it.
It's still better than so.
Sonic, since he did a wild card pick with his fucking Taco Bell whatever nacho fries, I'm going to go Sonic Tater Tots because the fries suck at Sonic. Tater Tots is the way to go if you're going to get anything like that. So Sonic Tater Tots at number four. What's your number four?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A waffle fries. See, you know my friend Emily?
Yeah.
She was talking so much shit about how waffle fries aren't... How'd she describe it? Waffle fries aren't, like, normal. Like, they're not, like, organic, you know? Like, it's not normal for fries to look waffle-like. And I'm like, does it taste good? I don't give a fuck what a fry looks like. Are you fucking out of your mind? If it tastes good, it tastes good. She's just, I don't know. It's a look thing for her. But shit, if it looks bad and it tastes good,
yeah.
I don't know why not. Why did I have Taco Bell fry? Oh, wait, this wasn't even a fry one. Let's see. What would be my number five pick for fries? I would have to go with Burger King. The chicken fries. That's my number five pick.
I'd have to say Po' Boy Express.
Shit. I used to get that a lot whenever I was living with my parents. That shrimp po' boy, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my like God.
Fries. Season. It's like...
Oh, wait. You know who has really good seasoned fries? Five Guys.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about those. Those are really fucking good.
I'd have to change my number two. Fucking Taco Bell. Five Guys it is.
Oh, man. What is it called? The Cajun fries?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Those are so good.
It has a little kick to it. Not too much, but...
Just right.
Yeah.
More of a kick than that white guy dumping out the fucking the fucking clams on the table with one, like, half-used bottle of hot sauce. Like, he's just going to sprinkle that on, and that's just going to be enough for everybody. You know if anybody from Louisiana, if they walked up to that motherfucking table, like, what's it?
Oh, they flip the table, leave.
Put that shit back in the pot.
Bring their own shit and be like, this is how you do it.
For real,
take,
man.
Take notes.
God, that was just... We don't cook like that, okay? He does not represent all white people cooking seafood. God, he looks so white dumping that shit out, too. All right, let's close out of the Evernote. We're going to wrap this episode up. Oh, wait. Go back to the Evernote. I had some shit to touch on. Scroll up a little bit. Okay, one chip challenge. Okay. I wanted to touch on this a little bit. I mentioned before that I got banned on TikTok, but we're now, once I get unbanned, it'll be the 17th whenever I can go live again around 8 p.m. I'll be doing TikTok lives of what I do in the morning, which is at a t-shirt printing shop, and you'll just see me run around just printing shirts. I'll have a little clip of it right here of like a fast time lapse of me doing crazy shit, either right here or right here. I don't know. Choose which one. Post-production Chris, left or right hand. So that doesn't get me banned. What does get me banned is whenever I put it up while I'm doing the Twitch live stream and I'm playing Call of Duty. Call of Duty just brings out the best of me. Not the worst, it's the best. The shit to, did I say why I got banned, what phrase I used to get banned earlier in the episode 40 minutes ago?
You fucking pussy, you suck.
Yeah, I said fuck you pussy, I hope you die. I think the hope you die part is is what got me banned, but YouTube won't take this down, so y'all can get the this the real scoop. But yeah, link is in the bio.
He meant I hope you die in the game. That's where they didn't take it.
I hope you die of the most positive affirmations in your life. You're just smothered with positive reinforcement, right, that I hope you die. You fucking suck. All right, we're going to end the episode out with the Dak Attack with the Mac at the back of the sack. Salutations. Go ahead and like, comment, subscribe. Peace out from Chris. Peace out from the King. Shirtless, as always. Not as always. But we're going to, just like the sunglass thing, he's going to be shirtless every single podcast now.
Get ready for it. One day I'll be fucking fit. Next day, fat. Really skinny.
And then nude.
And then, yeah.
Hey, Patreon. Patreon exclusive.
Whatever gets the views. World star.
We started our OnlyFans for the Broke Knuckle Life podcast.
OnlyFans.
Check it out. Episode 99, Kingsley's Cock. All right. Dak Attack with Mac and Back to Sack. Episode 99. Give us some ideas for the 100th episode. What y'all want us to do? Because I still have no idea. I haven't planned it. All I know is we're going to get a whole bunch of people on, either in person or via phone call.
Special edition.
Special edition. Everybody's naked. All right. Vaporpunk, Dak Attack. Todd's on SoundCloud. Ooh.